Anyway, welcome along. Apologies for the short hiatus. I hope things are all good for you at the moment with all the things going on in the world. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for April 20th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So there appears to be a fatal flaw in Android 10 that is causing some Pixel devices that have been updated recently or in the past to simply lock up and become unusable until the phone itself can finally catch up, or potentially if a device restart is performed. The issue seems to be a lot more widespread than it was initially thought, with some other OEM devices such as those from OnePlus and Xiaomi also having lockup issues as a result of the Android 10 update. We're not quite sure what's causing it, and Google has yet to comment on the issue, but we'll just have to wait and see, and we will update you once we receive any further information. Facebook has now launched a dedicated Facebook gaming app as a game streaming rival to YouTube, Twitch, and Microsoft's Mixer. The app is only currently available for Android and is set to come to iOS soon, and will even focus on mobile gamers, giving you the ability to stream to friends and even random viewers any game you happen to be fond of on your mobile device. The first leak of the upcoming Galaxy Fold 2 has given us an idea of what to expect in the display and specification stakes. The information comes from a display industry source and suggests that the second Galaxy Fold will come with a 120Hz refresh rate display, measuring in at 7.59 inches internally, and will have a 2213x1689 resolution. The front display will increase measurements over that cramped original to 6.23 inches for a far less odd overall look. OnePlus has revealed the Indian pricing for the 8 series, and unfortunately it doesn't make great reading for those outside of the region, as the firm is offering the devices at quite a large discount compared to the rest of the world. The OnePlus 8 will start at $550, while the OnePlus 8 Pro will start at just $720, that is with exchange rates taken into account, which of course is a massive drop over US pricing, which starts at $699 for the OnePlus 8 and goes as high as $999 for the top tier OnePlus 8 Pro. And finally, Samsung has pulled the latest update for the Galaxy S20 Ultra after a ton of issues with green screen tints, camera focus problems, plus a ton more on top. It looks like the most expensive non-folding or concept Android phone to date is not having the best of times at the moment, and no information has been offered on when full fixes for all issues will be posted. Of course, that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com, and subscribe to the 9to5Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.